Hey listeners, secret listeners, new listeners, Mr. Beardo's fan club, it's B-Side. Wanted to let you know there's about 12 minutes, starting at minute 16, where you hear me fiercely typing the show notes. We apologize in advance. Also, the disclaimer is, we do not speak on behalf of Good Morning Gloucester, GloucesterCast, or any of the other casts from Good Morning Gloucester. We also don't speak on behalf of the contributors. It is all us. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed, and this is episode 75. Pretty crazy, right, Fee?
It's a little nuts, but...
It's a little crazy.
Yep.
And we have a celebrity in the house.
We do.
So...
Super celebrity.
Yes. So we had him before he was actual, like, celebrity status.
He was still celebrity
status. He was, like, beginning celebrity status. Right?
He's been a celebrity in town for years. You didn't go to Art Space. This dude is well-known.
I know Art Space.
You know Art Space, but this dude is well-known in the Art Space community.
So we have Mr. Beardo.
Hey.
How are you?
Marvelous. How are you?
Good. And we have a silent partner tonight.
His
silent partner.
Oh, I doubt she's silent.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she's
going to.
This
will be the first time ever she doesn't talk.
And we have Mrs. Beardo here. Why don't you have a hat that says Mrs. Beardo?
You should.
Yeah, but why was this not thought of?
I didn't think of it. No, I did.
Mr. Need a Mrs. or Miss.
Yeah.
You know, Ms. Ms. If you prefer Ms.
You got it at the top.
See? There you go. It's
boom.
It's that easy. It's that easy. So we have the hot plate. We'll just go through it quickly. I don't know how quickly some of this might go, but and then we'll get into... things with Mr. Beardo. So Talia had her play Wearing School last week, and she was Jo March in The Little Women, and it was a musical.
I did not know it was a musical, so I was like, oh, the movie was so dreadful as a kid. And then I was like, oh,
it's a musical.
This is comedy. Look at that. Who would have thought?
And Talia was the comedic act, so she
can't imagine where she channeled half of her eye rolls from.
I have no idea. Yeah. You know what? Her father's pretty dramatic.
He is so super dramatic.
It was probably him. I can't take all her dramatic, her drama effects. You know, her father has a part in that too. So that was awesome. That was amazing. She did a good job. She had the audience laughing. She had them crying. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So. There's this new thing, and apparently you're going to tell me about it unless you guys know what this is. See, click, fix site. Use it.
Yes. So, I've actually known about it for maybe 3 years. So what it is, after 17 years of my mother complaining and me trying to lobby to get the guardrail fixed outside of our house.
Oh, this is the, this is the DPW site.
Yes. So I even got a call from our Ward 2 counselor afterwards because apparently he saw it on our site.
I keep hearing things. Sorry.
It's the TV.
Oh, okay.
So he had seen that on the site, and then he happened to do a drive-by, and he was like, apparently it was fixed. I'm like, yeah, they came out the next day.
Wow.
So I put it out there about maybe 2 years ago, and then when I went and, I'm going to be honest, and then when I went and did it again, it said that this had been duplicated, but someone got off their butt and was like, let's get this fixed. Because you think about it, with the weather being so insane and with all the ice, people use that as a speedway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone that's walking on the sidewalk is going to get murdered.
Yeah.
Just from a car alone. Also, people were throwing their trash behind it. And so I have to pick it all up, which I certainly appreciate all the crap that people keep throwing in my yard. I mean, if you're going to throw fireball bottles, at least leave one full for me, please. So, you know, I told... Ken, that I would talk about see, click, fix. And it seems like if there's like pothole or trash that was rejected and people aren't getting rid of it, like someone else on the street, they will address it.
Not you guys, right?
No.
And just say that you guys live across the street from Bridget, and you live behind my house. So we're triangle neighbors.
We're diagonal, yes.
Yeah, you're next to
me. I'm in your yard.
You're in my yard. You're diagonal. But if you look at it, are we a... Are we a triangle?
We're a L. We're like an acute angle or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're a 90 degree angle.
Yeah. But the thing is that Liz and I have lived on, or our families have lived on this street.
Right. So you guys
forever.
Right.
Yes. So, but yeah. So see, click, fix, use it, sign up. It's actually also great, like neighborhood porn when you're like reading people's gossip and stuff because people complain about the craziest shit.
Really?
Like, someone's complaining about who... There's either a dog or a coyote that has really got some digestive issues.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Liz knows. She just doesn't want to speak. You can speak.
You can say it. Go on.
I thought it was about barking.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's not about the barking.
It's not about the cockadoodle rooster we hear all the time.
No,
that
this...
That doesn't bother me. Another neighbor called me and while I was at Market Basket and said... Is that your dog barking? She barks all the time, day and night, 1 o'clock in the morning. I think it's actually, and then she knew she offended me, so then she said, it might be the empty house that's across the street.
So there's a dog in an empty house, apparently?
There's a dog that lives in the empty house that barks all the time.
Huh.
Our dog does bark a lot, but she's old and 16, and we have to carry her everywhere, so when we put her outside... She doesn't want to be out there. She'll stop barking. So we thought.
But not one in the morning.
No. Definitely
right.
Not.
Exactly.
Definitely not.
Exactly.
So, like,
I don't hear any dogs at one in the morning.
Yeah.
I definitely would.
I really think she's just.
There's some little yippy dogs, like some Bichon Frise or something in some houses over here that constantly bark at Tukey. I'm like,
really?
Oh, I want to just punt you so hard.
Ryan loves Tukey.
Oh, Tukey's. Mm-hmm. Tukey's great, but the only thing is that now that it's going
to
get warmer, it's just these little bastards in, like, middle school on their Razor scooters. Not your kid, but you know who I'm talking about.
I do know who you're talking about.
And I've threatened him several times, and he's like, I'm sorry, ma'am. And then he does it again the next day, and I'm like, what haven't you said you were sorry?
The fact that he's saying he's sorry is mind-blowing.
Ugh.
Great.
Yep.
Move on from there.
Yeah.
Gortenstein.
Yeah.
So here's the funny thing is that I thought.
And you thought you were not going to get into this and talk. Now look at you.
You just can't.
This happens all the time.
You just can't.
People
just
are like,
can't help
it's
yourself.
It's
going to
be unleashed for Liz in a minute.
Yes.
people say, oh, I'm not going to say anything. And then they find some topic and then they just keep going.
Yeah.
So,
all the time.
So, yeah. So the Gortenstein.
So here's the funny part is that. I heard that Gortons was laying off, that Gortons wasn't doing well, and that, they're just in some down times right now. They laid off a lot. They cut their security, and now all of a sudden their sign is rejuvenated. So I'm a little confused about that.
I'm also trying to figure out why they rejuvenated it now versus when they changed their brand years ago. It was like, I saw the sign down, and I told Mr. A. I was like, oh, yeah, so that's the Gorton sign. Apparently, it's just all light bulbs.
Yeah.
And then the other night, we're driving. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, what is this? He's like, you're going to come back and Snapchat this, aren't you? I'm like, damn right I am. 5 o'clock in the morning, me and the dog, I'm going to go take a picture of that Gorton, man. Yes, we are. Liz, what would you like to say about it? Does it shine bright in your house?
Yes. We can see the entire city. So I saw.
Oh yeah, because you're up.
Yeah.
I'm up, but you're.
We're way up.
Yeah, you're way up.
So I saw the sign with just the lights, and I was like, I wonder what happened to that. Then last night coming home, I was like, wow, that's a really big new.
Yeah.
You can see that from your house.
You can see it from
see
right here.
Everything from our house.
I can't.
Literally.
I can't see. I'm sitting. I can see his face and his slicker hat from right here, right now. From where I'm sitting.
Oh yeah, you can.
Oh yeah, look at that. Huh. Well, look at that. Well, I've never really looked outside that window.
But I did notice it driving home from work.
I thought you were going to say it's kind of like the Clark Griswold thing where it's like blinding you at night, you know, the bat signal, the fish stick signal.
No, we have another neighbor that has an outside light that does that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's a house up at the corner that I walk by every morning with the dog, and I'm like, if I was the next door neighbor, I would have murdered these people. Because, and they just put up a privacy fence, which is pretty much a tarp on their cyclone fence. And I'm like, because that's going to do any good for the people that live in the high up to see down into your gross, like, cement patio.
That's the question about a neighbor's going to really suck.
Not you.
You guys are great.
We're great.
That's because they're parked in my driveway right now. But that's for whatever pending doom we're about to get.
By the sounds of it, it's going to be pretty bad.
So I heard, people keep saying that there's going to be snow, but then I was talking to other neighbors with awesome dogs. They're like, oh, we're going to get tail end of snow, if anything, but we're going to get the high winds and the flooding.
Yeah.
So, of course, my mom is currently a resident of AGH. her yearly trip to the hospital. And so she sent me this long-winded text message. Make sure you turn the heat on all the way up when you leave in the morning in case the power goes out so the animals don't get cold. I'm like, have you seen your cat? She could fucking warm up the whole neighborhood just on her blubber alone. Like, I can crawl inside of her. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
And she's like, and can you charge these and power these in case the power goes out? So she thinks she's getting released tomorrow, which I'm crossing my fingers hopeful for.
Yeah.
Because I got plans. but, so I'm like, all right, well, I will brace for impact. I will brace for the white stuff. But if it doesn't come, cool.
I mean, all you got to worry about up here is the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rain.
And the church does not do anything for my yard.
Yeah.
So I am in the wind tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
So if that dish comes down off our house, we haven't had them in a year, so.
Remember when what fell off the church years ago? The statue at the top. Long time ago.
It did?
Yeah.
When?
Years ago.
Oh, okay.
It might have even been before I moved here.
Yeah.
Maybe in the
70s or something. Oh,
really?
Oh, okay.
Late 80s.
Google it.
Wow, I never even knew that. That's a fun fact.
Yeah, our trees came down a lot during 94, like during the perfect storm. My grandfather's trees split in half. So we no longer have trees in our yard. My mother took that one last one down. There's no shade in our yard, so summer sucks. But we got no trees. Don't need to worry about it going down.
Yeah, right.
Because those things were beasts, too. But
so, in other news, Miss Bridget is doing an MS walk in Newburyport.
I am.
So tell us how this came about. This was kind of just like in my face, like new.
So
what's happening?
I have a coworker who will be joining our podcast for one of our episodes before 100. She was diagnosed with MS last year after doing the 22 a day push-up viral thing that went happening. She noticed that her arm was going numb, and she was like, oh, this is weird. And she's a personal trainer. She went to the doctor, did a whole bunch of tests, come to find out she has MS. Mm. Out of nowhere.
Wow.
You know? So it happens to anybody. She's constantly cold now. She has numbness and no feeling in her hands. Uh-huh. So she is doing a walk this year, and I decided to sign up and do the walk with her. It's a 5-mile walk.
Yeah.
I mean, I walk with Tukey a lot, but then I was like, but that's only 1.5 miles.
So, no,
it'd
be fine.
I'm like, great. So,
work out.
So I posted it, and I am about $20 shy of my goal of $250.
Wow.
And, you have generously helped out. One of our other soon-to-be podcast wish list people also helped out tremendously. I was like, what? My buddy Lamar. I talk about it Super Bowl every year.
Yeah.
He donated, Rachel donated, Christina did. So, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So when is that walk?
April 28th.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah, in Newburyport.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Yay.
Yay.
So, to donate to you.
So you can go to, and I'll put it in the post notes. It's MSWalk / Dory Squad.
Is that her name?
No, her name is Jen.
Okay.
But we call her Dory because she is Dory from Finding Nemo.
Remember anything.
And she is legit, she owns it too. She's got a balloon from her, like, she's got a Dory balloon on her desk, so everyone knows kind of not, like, hey, remember to remind me to, oh, never mind. So,
all right,
we love her though.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming up, and good luck with that.
Thanks.
Yay.
Yay.
So let's get into Mr. Beardo.
Let's do it.
So it's been a while. When's the last time you were here?
I don't remember. Last year. Yeah.
It was last year.
It was summertime. While the Bud Light thing was happening, right?
Yeah, he was like Bud Light.
Fan of the year?
Yeah.
Was that before that?
This was before you became Mr. Fanatic, Mr. Football Fanatic.
Was this?
Yeah.
You were in NDA. You were in non-disclosure about that. Right. You were like, I'm working on something. Right.
So this was, so he came on when he was.
In the process.
In the process. Well, you were Fan of the Year, right?
For the Budweiser thing.
Budweiser.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So that's how we started with you.
Right.
And then it just snowballs from there.
Yeah.
So, okay, tell us about your next...
So I need to come on here more often.
Yeah, pretty much. Because now we need to figure out, like, now what was your next thing? Your next thing was the USA Network.
Yeah, the Football Fanatic, it's called. And it's a guy who loves American football. And where he was from, which I can't remember.
Scotland.
Good thing I brought him. They didn't get many games. So the whole idea of the show was, he moved over here now. And he goes to different fan base, and we try to convince him why he should be a fan of our team.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's more coming out next year as well for other teams he's going to.
Okay.
So we don't actually know who he's picked until there's 32 teams to take him care of.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, so it could go on for 3 or 4 years.
So, did it air?
It did, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. When did it air?
During football season?
Yeah, near the end of the
yeah.
year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was,
it was on late.
Yeah, it was kind of close. Wasn't it during playoffs? I think it was during playoffs. Or close
right
to
before.
It.
Before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So were you only on one episode?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so why can you talk about it last time? What was happening?
Well, it's just a lot of, they tell you don't say anything. Don't tell any secrets. Don't, if something falls through, you don't want to be talking about it. That
right.
type of deal. So
were you by yourself representing or what did that look like?
They met me at the game, the camera crew and the producer and the guy. And they just found me and we talked and that was it. There's other people they talked to too. It became a...
Right. Well, of course, if you go into the game, you're going to find all sorts of them, right?
Off to the side, I guess, so.
Now, did they contact you prior to him approaching you at tailgating?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So how did they do that? Like, how did they hear about you?
Social media.
Oh, look at
that. Get out. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he's famous. We knew this before.
Right, we know he is, but... To find you, like, to seek you out through your social media, like...
Listen, if Michael Strahan is rocking your t-shirt, like, come on. I mean, eventually he's
going to
find out about it.
I'm going to see Strahan, by the way.
You are?
No way,
hopefully,
really?
April, yeah, I'm going to take her with me, so...
Nice.
When's that?
Is he doing a speaking engagement?
We're going to go to Good Morning America.
Oh,
and
okay.
And meet him after and that kind of stuff.
And how'd that happen?
A friend of mine who is really good friends with him. So, yeah.
So you're just
it's
in.
It's a small world, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, really small.
It's definitely
really
about
small.
The people you know because it's kind of like if this guy from Football Fanatic was to walk into the black hole.
Yeah.
You know, if he knew someone and was like, or was like, how do I get to talk to the black hole?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
It's kind of like, because I feel like you, I mean, I don't know. A lot of Giants fans, so there's that. But I feel like you might be one of those well-known people within. There's also, I forget what team it is, but there's the guy that, the hot dog guy, that gets ketchup and mustard sprayed on him.
Who's that? The Jets, maybe?
It might
no,
be the,
it's not the Jets. Oh,
but you know what I mean? Like, there's always, like, one or one group of people that are, like, diehard.
Cooler than getting hot dogs.
Okay. Right. I mean,
I don't
got,
know how far that would go.
You got some stuff going on, but you know, but I was just curious because I mean, I remember you had talked about it or you alluded to it that you were doing something.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be with ESPN. Like I had my mind racing. And then when it came out, I was like, the USA Network does something about football.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was like, what was it called?
The
football fanatic.
That literally was just called
that. Was
that.
It,
that's why I wrote it down.
That
you know?
Was it.
Producer.
Yeah, but I mean, literally, like, I just, you know.
Oh,
like,
you just thought I was writing down football fanatic for
the
hell of it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
Maybe you should trust your producer a little better. You know, this is supposed to be behind the scenes stuff, you know?
Yep, no, not when I'm reading it for the first time. That's okay. So now we go from this, and now all of a sudden you evolve and you come out with Beardo Oil.
Yeah.
Okay, like how did that come about?
Well, first of all, I didn't invent Beardo Oil. It's been around for a long time.
Of course. Oh, yeah. So. Yes. But you have Beardo Oil.
Yeah. it's not just for beards either. It's for your hair. And it's in different. It's in a salon and a barbershop out of town right now, too.
So what made? So back up here. How and what and why and did you just one day be like, you know what? This is what I should do.
I wanted to do it for so long, but there were so many people doing it that I never did it.
Because you thought it would just, like, play it out, overplayed, yeah, exactly. You know, and you just
too
didn't.
Too much, you know. But so finally I said, screw it, and did it, and it's been great.
So how did, how? Like, how, who is helping you? Where does this come from?
This one
from?
Is child locked. What is happening?
Yeah, you will never be open.
Fix it. I want to smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Like, did you, like, who did you contact, or how did you do this, or how did this come about?
I always bought my beard oil from different people on different websites and thought it was terrible. And, but I knew what would make it good, basically.
Okay.
So I decided to make it my own. And
so what did you do? Buy all the ingredients? Or, like, how did you figure this out?
Buy the ingredients, the scent that you want to use. You mix scents to find something that smells.
Okay.
I did the logos myself, bought the bottles. It's all done right in your yard.
Right. Literally, it's all done right in your
yard.
We
didn't know we had a factory. Well, me. This kind of factory. It's a legit factory.
So then how, okay, so you have different logos, you have different everything.
Yeah.
So what goes into one? So you have a couple of us here.
So this is the unicorn one.
The unicorn.
Which is currently with a rainbow flag.
Yes.
Love it.
So.
And why this name and why this everything? Like why? Why?
She came up with the name. I thought we needed something.
Ooh, this smells like candy.
Yeah, see?
It smells like candy.
Strawberry. And
peach. We wanted a really manly.
Written manly smell.
It smells like candy.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest, Liz. This is pretty much, this scent is pretty much for you to be able to smell his beard and not smell like food and burgers on his hair.
His beard is so well cared for. It doesn't smell. Doesn't get food in it.
Oh, I get food in it.
He just cleans it up before he comes home.
Are you just saying this to be nice, or are you for real?
No, it's
okay.
For real.
Okay.
Lots of shampoo. There are lots of conditioners. There are lots of.
I have more shampoos probably than the salon.
So
it's gonna be done right one after another, you know.
Yeah. So
OCD.
Mr. A's brother has two shelves above his toilet that are all his products.
Sure.
And
sense.
I was like, and I look at him. I'm like, wow, you've really got a lot of products. He goes. Yeah, because he can grow facial hair. I'm like, Tom Muffin, are you sad?
What's the other one?
This, it's for my beard.
Yeah. This one is chocolate mint.
Chocolate mint?
Yeah.
And this, I have seven different scents.
So basically what I can see here is that the ingredients on the side are the same, right? So the only
all the same.
The only thing that would be different is the scent.
The scent, that's right.
So this is all pure...
All,
great.
That's it. Nothing.
Oils. So, okay. So, this is chocolate mint. Like, what the heck? Like, it literally smells.
Right.
Like it smells so good. I really want to eat it.
I know.
I bet you probably. Are these edible?
I don't know. I thought about it. What if you took a little drop on it?
Well, there's castor oil in there, right?
Like, no, for real. Like,
I hear
you. It's. Jojoba oil, apple oil.
Castor
oil
gonna run right through you.
The castor oil. That's what they tell you.
That's
to...
like some moving violation shit right
there.
Maybe before we do it, I'll take that ingredient.
That's what they tell you. Well, that's what they tell you to have if you want to go into labor, to have some castor oil.
God,
that's
I hope
because
to never
dehydrates
know.
Dehydrates you and probably
there's
puts you
oil in it.
Yeah.
So.
That's good stuff. Yeah. I have actually from Cindy. I have a candle in there that's hemp seed oil.
So, a lot of beard oils have this stuff in it, but what they don't have is the Jamaican black castor oil.
Okay, and what's that do?
That is what you want. That makes your hair thicker. It promotes the growth. Oh. It gets rid of dead ends. That's why it's not just for beards. It's for
hair.
It's for hair. And I have a lot of people that have bought it just for their hair.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
I have one lady that bought it that got rid of her eczema. Yeah.
Well, yeah. The oils, all those nice, really pure oils, that's really going to do that.
Dandruff. A couple people have cured dandruff better than anything they bought at a store.
Right.
So, I mean, it says beard oil, but it's really not. It's
for hair. It can be for anything. So you have seven of them?
Seven, yeah.
So what are the seven?
Oh, boy, now I got to think. The unicorn, the chocolate mint, Cinnabon.
Oh.
Walter Melon.
Nice.
Beach Bum.
Ooh, does that one
taste like sunblock?
Pina colada, coconut smell.
Yeah. What?
Sexy Beast, which is like a man cologne.
Ooh.
A kid bought that and said he got three numbers when he went over
there. Nice.
So, what was that? That's five, right? I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coffee.
Oh, yeah. Cafe Vienna.
Awesome.
You
have one more?
No. That's the unicorn.
So what made you come up with those scents, though? Like, what made you be like, you know what?
Because it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So do you get people that are kind of like, have a misconception about it and be like, I don't want to smell like strawberries?
Yeah. There are people like that. Absolutely.
Until
they smell it.
Right.
And then it's a whole different story.
And I think it's also
like, I have some pretty manly men that have smelled the unicorn. They're like, wow. I love this smell. You know what I mean? It's like,
listen, bros, it's not for you. It's for the chicks, okay? Right. We want you to smell good. That is the point.
So then how do you use it? Because you have a dropper and it's small bottles that go a long way. Like, how do you do it?
I do it after I get out of the shower, towel dry, the beard.
Yeah.
And do it one drop of squirt. I need a lot. Most people don't need a lot.
Right.
And massage it in and make sure you get it in the skin. The skin's more important than the beard, let's face it. Getting into the follicles and stuff.
Right.
That's it.
So did you think about putting, since you're doing your own labels and you have the ingredients on there, did you think about putting the directions on there?
I did, but
one drop per,
I figure,
how long as your beard is.
If you're buying beard oil, you kind of already know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, most of the people that buy this probably have bought it from someone else before, really.
So you are in where now? So you're selling this in stores?
In a barbershop, Just Cuts, in a... Wait a minute. I do know this.
Is it C-U-T-S or K-U-T-S?
K-U-T-S.
Ooh, yeah. Good to know.
So it's in Radiance Avita in Salem, Mass.
Yes.
And it's in Just Cuts in Waltham, Mass.
How the heck did you get to Waltham?
Well, this is the weird thing. The guy that I buy my tropical fish from, now listen to this. He hits me up on social media and says, if you're around, give me a buzz. So I call him. I'm thinking, oh, he's got to have some cool fish I'm going to buy. And he goes, I own a hair salon.
You had no idea.
No idea at all.
That's hilarious.
So he bought a few and sells them out of there and loves them.
And what does a bottle go for?
$15 a piece.
Yes.
Or three for 30.
Okay, perfect.
Or if I like you, less.
Right, right.
So we going to talk after here. Is that what we're saying? Because I got some men in my life.
And then you have them, and then you sell them on your site.
Yeah, they're on the site too.
Okay, so plug your site.
Yeah, MrBeardo.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And now you have hats.
Hats, yeah.
T-shirts.
Beard oil.
What else do you have?
Coffee mugs, tote bags.
With a beach bag soon?
Beach bags. We have beach bags.
Oh, yeah. See? Wow. See? Look at that.
So are you thinking to expand anything in the line of, of this product? Oils, hair care, anything like that?
Possibly.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe a balm.
A bath bomb?
I really don't know.
I think he's saying balm, not bomb.
Balm.
Yeah.
Like a Like a
chapstick bomb? Like body butter. Yeah. Or like chapstick.
Body butter. I mean, that could be many things.
Yes,
it could be.
I don't think he's going to go for the soap, just like the soap things you drop in your tub.
I thought about doing a soap bath.
Oh, yeah?
So. Oh, oil. Yeah. It's pretty easy.
Because you're doing... Right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
That's interesting. Yeah. So you'll have to come back on when you, like, open up your product line and stuff like that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So you would say that, like, social media has definitely been more beneficial to you in, like, word of mouth and stuff like that.
Have you thought about Etsy?
I have. I haven't done it yet, though.
No?
No.
That a lot of people go there to look for different things and something that's different and customized. And, I think you would do well there.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. Now, sign up and do all that.
Do you have a specific, besides Mr. Beardo, do you have a specific hashtag that your customers use or take pictures of your thing? Like, show me your Beardo.
I like that.
See, I had one ready for you for Valentine's Day. And I was like, that is free product marketing. You're more than welcome to take it. Because your wife shovels my driveway.
She loves shoveling.
Listen, I am all, like, this is why I love doing the podcast and having people come on. Because, if I was to try and sell this, if I was forced to do it, I would be like, there's a bottle of oil. But, like, knowing you and knowing the product and stuff like that and just having a regular conversation, so much easier of a sale than doing that. And, like, word of mouth and stuff like that. And I think... The power of social media. I mean, for Christ's sakes, you've been on what? On the USA Network. Don't they love characters there? Or is that... No, that's TNT. They love drama. Characters Welcome are on USA. So how
that's
fitting
right.
is that?
That's right.
How
that's
fitting
true.
Is that?
That's true.
So how long... Like, so you have all these oils in there.
Yeah.
And then you have your everything like that. But so how do you know what the perfect concoction is? Is it equal parts?
No.
Or what did you do? You just, how did you play around with that?
I literally played around with it.
Okay.
Seeing what worked out the best. And it takes me 30 seconds to do a bottle now. Not even.
Really?
Yeah.
We should hook them up with my sister because she does she has essential oils. She does the Young Living essential oils.
Oh, okay.
So she is so obsessed with essential oils and the scents and what they do and everything. So I'm sure that...
Can it sleepy time beard?
Right? Exactly.
I
you can put it like it's the lavender scent in there.
Yeah,
so you can just
sniff seriously,
that all night.
Like there might be like more scents that she could talk to you about what that oil does and how you could incorporate into that. So
and no one steal that idea. That's Mr. Beardo and B-Side's idea.
Because I'm
going to need that for like Mr. A and put that on his chest hair and just fall asleep to that at night. And be like,
God.
Are you kidding me? That is super essential. Sometimes it's tough, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than me just snorting a essential oil bottle. But like, hold on, babe. I'll be right there. I got to go to bed. You know? Like, why not? Absolutely. I mean, women do it for, like, body lotions at night.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Why not have, like, beard oil that also helps with, like, stress reliever and stuff like that?
Well, I think it would. I mean,
well,
certain things that go... I have another one that has lavender in it. I mean...
You do?
Yeah.
What's that one called?
Lavender.
Oh. So that might be the seventh
one. Look at
that. That is the seventh one. Well, shit, then I'm going to need that bottle right there.
Oh, I know the other one, too. Bubblegum.
You have bubblegum?
Yeah, and it smells just like bubblegum.
Get out.
I swear to God, it's great.
So, to date, do you know how many... Well, when did you start selling this, first of all? Do you remember?
It hasn't been that long.
A month?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's like so brand new.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because it started right at the end of January.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, because I saw that and I was like, what, he's got oil now? Like, oh, he's going to have to go pack on the podcast.
Yeah.
So have you thought about reaching out to anybody local or how are you going to do that?
I'll just go in.
You'll just go in and
talk to them, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to. I just haven't had the time.
Okay.
If you know anybody.
Yeah.
You know
no, totally. I mean, that's all. I mean, there are...
How many barbershops? There's
so
one
many.
Right down
exactly.
the street.
Exactly. I mean, well, it doesn't have to be just barbershops.
No.
I mean, how many freaking salons do we have around here? Things like that. So
there's also I think it's only at the holiday season, but the bookstore, the Lighthouse Bookstore, does the present where it's all these local artists go in and do, like, they have lotions, they have ornaments and all that stuff. So if you can get in with them, you can have a little section.
Men's night.
Yeah.
There's tons of places that do men's night. That's right. Pop gallery.
You know.
Vignette. Hello, why have we not?
Write it down.
So if you're listening and you know somebody that could really benefit from having Beardo oil in your storefront, get in touch with Mr. Beardo or Alicia.
We'll put it in the show notes. You know, there's this great product out there. And
you know what you could also do is go to Stones and have Jamie take a picture with all of them, because people live for whatever Jamie's got going. Anytime he posts a picture of cake, I'm like, fucking, I'm getting down there. I can't go to the gym.
Jamie does.
Right.
You know? Can't go to the gym. I got to go get some cake. Sorry. Jamie needs me right now. That's awesome. That's so cool.
We're all just like trying to ask questions.
So about going back to the scents, how did you know for what scents? Like, did you create the scent itself, the concoction, or did you just get that particular scent?
Some of the scents.
Well, when we talked about it, we were kind of just like spitballing like
ideas.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, oh, you should call one unicorn. And he's like, well, what would that smell like?
Right.
And then, you know, we kind of
ideas off of. I'm going to tell you an idea off market for that bottle.
Okay.
Off record after the podcast ends.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain holiday coming up, you know, in the middle of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Could benefit a certain community. A lot of them have beards, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say.
Would it be in P-Town by any chance?
Straight up in Boston, you know, Magnolia, off the island, you know what I mean? But like, so I knew a guy actually who does fragrances.
Yeah.
And he's, I met him in 2004 and he's still doing this to this day. Mm-hmm. Like, he's still doing fragrances to this day. And he, and it's all based on like oils and stuff like that. And you can he even makes like mimics actual perfumes.
Oh, okay.
But you know, he worked for a spot in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And now he travels all over the world doing this kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
So I was just curious to know if you're sitting there in your mad lab and like getting that scent down.
Yeah, I mean, there are mixes that I've gotten down to make, like the bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
I had to mix a few scents together to get that smell.
Yeah.
You know. But some of it, like the chocolate mint, is literally chocolate mint. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
Unicorn's a mix.
Yep.
And most of them are a mix.
Okay.
So.
So how long, so before you even started going on this product and like putting it out there, how long did it take you to test it to be like, oh, this is the right amount of each one?
A little bit.
Like months, weeks?
Days.
Just so days. Just
that oil
all
everywhere. Just oil all over your face.
So greasy. It's like a magic bike only
leave
in their
alone.
House.
This is too much.
Well, I shouldn't put this much castor oil in there.
So how important is the beard oil to a beard? Is it more for the scent? Is it more like, what is it really for?
I think personally it's real important. Not just for the smell. I mean, I could give you unscented. It's still important. Some people don't think it is at all. But
so why is it important? Why do you think?
It gets in the follicles and promotes the hair growth. I mean, all you have to do is literally Google Jamaican black castor oil to see the benefits of it.
Okay.
And hemp seed oil to see the benefits. I mean, hemp seed oil is good for everything.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's all right there. It's not a, no lie or nothing. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's very important. Yeah.
So you've been using, have you been using it since you had a beard or how? No? Okay.
I was using other beard oils that I felt were terrible.
Why do you think they were terrible? What was it that you weren't seeing in those that made you want your own?
Mine's kind of thick. Theirs don't last all day.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mine will last all day and you'll actually smell it in the morning as well.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay. Awesome. So, great. So what's your, is this something that, is this your current project? Like, what is next for you? It sounds like just things are just kind of rolling.
This is actually not the new project.
Oh, Lord.
The new project is a clothing line. I have a bearded Boston. That's the new thing.
Oh, wow. Bearded Boston, huh? Yeah. What's that about? Is that kind of like based off of what you did for the Bruins and stuff like that?
Yeah, I just can't use
their logo. Right.
So you go
Fair.
About it other ways. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
T-shirts or hats. That's only on Facebook right now. And also, I did this hat. And what else? Jeez.
So Bearded Boston, what's that about? And how did you come about that? What's that going to be? Is that going to be something that you want to make, you know, you want to explode? Or what is that?
I would love everything.
Well, of course, yeah. So what is that? Like, what made you, what's that about?
It's just something different.
What's it going to be about?
It's a sport team's logos. Okay. Not necessarily my face on it.
Okay.
It would just be a, you know, like a cartoon beard.
Yes.
You just can't have the logo of the teams. That's
okay.
Really copyrighting.
Right.
Which would be kind of fun, actually, having maybe a fight out with the Boston Red Sox or something. Get the name out there, but.
Right. I mean, which would be really, you know, which is really funny because, again, you're being discovered on social media. So if they're seeing Bearded Boston,
right.
You might start getting
yeah,
calls
right.
from everyone going, no, we want in. We want to do this.
Yeah,
this is
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to push it a little bit more.
Right.
And I also do regular beer t-shirts and hats with just funny sayings on it. And
right.
Stuff like that. Don't ask me about the sayings because I'm going to pull a blank if you do.
Yeah, of course. That's just the way it goes. It's just the way it goes.
It is.
So, of course, in our notes, we're going to put, you know, all your stuff all over again of where to find you.
Yeah.
And how to purchase. And you're on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook.
Yeah.
You have your own website.
Yeah.
Do you have Twitter?
Twitter, yeah.
And do you use them all? Do you connect them all? Do you use them all?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you have?
I'm trying to think. Probably. Let me think for a minute.
Probably.
I do a lot of stuff for, like, giant players. I'm not doing it for the player.
Right.
Like, names on the hats, like Eli Manning, which I'm sure everybody
oh, Lord.
Would want to buy, right?
Yep.
I should do Philadelphia Eagles. That would go over there. Odell Beckham, you know, their name
yeah.
and their number. Technically, I can't get in trouble for that. Anybody could be named
right.
Eli with a number 10.
Right.
So that's gone over really good. I mean,
really?
I've sold a lot, yeah.
Interesting.
So, and it's not even football season.
Right. So. Oh, you know what? So it's so funny that... the director of HR where I work, she is huge Manning fan in general. So, when I went to Colorado, she was like, can you get me? And so the interesting thing was when I went to Colorado, when someone retires, in the NFL, they have to sell what they have and they're not allowed to release. It was like anything for 5 years. Or something crazy.
Really?
So, yeah. So, when I went to Colorado, I'm trying to find all this Manning stuff and for Broncos. And, like, no, we sold out. And it goes, and then finally, I'm like, this is weird. I'm in Colorado. I'm in, why can I not find anything?
Right.
Finally, someone from a sports shop said, when the person retires and then once we sell everything, we can't, it's so many years has to pass before we can.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's a licensing thing, whatever it is, but I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, they can just find me now and I'll
there you go.
Put the product out.
Yeah, you go. Are you doing the color of the hats of the team?
Yeah.
Per se?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So you've got a lot going on your website.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of traffic?
Yeah.
Good,
always
good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yay. I'm excited.
Yeah. And
this is good stuff.
We'll make it a point to put in the notes for all of your fans, you know, that might listen to a podcast. You know, skippers can skip ahead to minute mark this to go to the
this
part.
This is recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yes.
Wait.
Because this is it.
Non-blinking is on, right?
This is a one-time shot.
Non-blinking is on. Right.
I'm watching the audio waves in the how the octaves are going. So I am... fully aware that this is recording.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Has your buddy Rick Dowsett purchased or tried anything?
He's got a bottle.
Okay, yeah. Good.
But he doesn't have much hair left anymore to...
No.
Yeah,
but he does have... I know, he did. But he does have that
thing.
Little thing right there.
Paintbrush thing. Looks like
Andrew Pants. Yeah. I was gonna say, does what's his name from The Lie? I don't know. That kid's got like luxurious hair. The one you do like the Christmas photos with.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Does he like bathe in this shit?
No, he isn't even. You know what, Jeremy? When you listen to this, you haven't even fucking bought a bottle.
Oh, so, calling you out. Oh, calling
yeah.
you out.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I think there's a lot of people that could.
Chocolate mint would be great for St. Patrick's Day, you know?
Just
sure. Just, I'm excited.
Well, I will help you with marketing off record.
These are for you guys, by the way.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I want the chocolate mint though.
Fine by me. I'll take the unicorn.
I want the chocolate mint. And then finally, when Mr. E grows out a little bit, he can use it. Right now, he looks like a 30-year-old man. he looks like a baby.
So he looks like Mr. A.
I can imagine not having any facial hair. Oh my God.
So Liz, let me ask you: do you get people a lot when you're with him that are like, "How do you live with a man with that beard?" Like, do you
I'm
get
sure
that?
You do, because I'd be asking you, like, I couldn't.
I put it like this. There are so many other things that a person could do that are not good. So if that beard is what makes him happy, and he's, you know, good and going along and everything.
Does it bother you at all? Or no, you're good now. Are you used? Is it because you're used to it? Is it because he takes care of it? Is it, you know, all that stuff? Like,
no, I mean, it's always kind of been there, and my favorite uncle always had a beard.
Yeah.
And
well, I did see you clean shaven. You have been.
A long time ago. Like on your wedding day.
Yeah.
No, before that, I was very...
That's true.
I don't know, preppy.
Yeah. No, I remember that because I grew up with your sister.
Yeah.
I grew up with your sister and your brother.
I had the flippity-floppity haircut and the clean-shaved face and... You remember, I used to go to the mall all the time to find the greatest dress shirt I could find.
Shaving since before we got married.
No, absolutely not.
So then when did you start growing the beard?
When I got lazy.
And then you just...
Probably, what are we going on, 3.5 years now? Maybe? Yeah.
And then you just continued and continued and continued. Yeah. And when did it come to a point that you were like, screw it.
Yeah.
Let's see how long I can get it.
Pretty quick.
Right?
Yeah.
You're obsessed with it pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think the fun of going to the game and decorating it and sort of getting attention for that, and that kind of spurred it a little bit, like,
I hate attention.
Yeah.
You can't stand it. You just wish it would stop already.
Aren't you that guy? No.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you're talking about. So has your beard grown since we saw you last, or do you cut it? Do you groom it?
I actually cut an inch off of this not too long ago.
Because you have to, because it becomes dead,
right?
No,
I'm not going
through
again.
No?
No, it was like losing a $100 bill out of my pocket. I was pretty depressed.
Who has a $100 bill in their pocket?
Did I say it to you for like a week? Can you notice? Can you notice? Be honest.
I don't know why I did that.
So are you going to grow it as long as you can always? Are you going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records?
I won't let it grow. To my waist will be it.
Get the are you serious? That's still going to be crazy.
So after you're done with this whole Mr. Beardo line and it's like skyrocketed, you're just going to start a ZZ Top cover band?
I could do that now, right?
You could.
They do have some epic bands. You know?
They do. They definitely do.
Did you ever think about trimming the mustache so you could see your face?
No. I like hiding.
Just likes hiding and spray painting his beard. Leave him alone.
Don't ask for much.
So I'm guessing your next adventure of spray painting the beard that we're going to see all over social media is going to be St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
And it's going to be nested with chocolate mint inside of it.
Ooh, yeah.
With like gold coins.
A mess of gold coins would be good.
Easter.
That's a good idea,
You know, hit up the Easter baskets right now. Even though the chocolate
grains.
Just do it anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you thinking? What's happening in your brain? I see the gears
working. Pot of gold.
I don't know. All kinds of stuff.
Pot of gold. Mm.
And then Easter's coming up right after that, too.
But what I want to do is form it into, and I've been thinking about this, I haven't done it yet.
An Easter basket.
No, I've done that. I want to form it into a mug and pour something in it where it stays in it.
You would need to put something, you form it, and then you need to put something in there.
I think I have it planned out pretty good. I'm going to attempt it eventually.
A lightweight mug.
Yep.
But
something's got to go in there, and the beard's got to go up around it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be spray painted. Painted. Hairsprayed massively.
Yeah.
So.
Some Aquanet. Definitely get some Aquanet. Yeah.
Or a paper cup.
Yeah.
Small paper cup.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah, you could do.
Oh, here we are. It's all formulating right now.
Guy's going to have to hit up the social media to find out what he's got coming up next.
That would be good for St. Patrick's Day, too.
Yeah.
Like, break the open
the gold and stuff like that. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some Guinness. Whiskey, whatever. Yeah. Bailey's. Jameson.
All of it. Yeah.
All the Irish things.
Bailey's, though, isn't true Irish.
No, you know, not really. That's true.
Yeah. So you got a lot coming up. You got a lot happening. So this is awesome. So, you know, now when you're discovered again, we'll have you, you know, it's like crazy. It's like you're
when your next
evolving.
Product. So you are maybe besides our repeat guests that we would have all the time, like Sam and Rachel and Kyle.
Right.
You are our second return podcast guest. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We had Christina a few weeks ago.
So make sure I come back for the 100th episode.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So my idea on this, and skip ahead, but my idea on this is to get like our somehow getting a poll, but you know, we have secret listeners that won't actually say
a
that
poll? Like a dance poll?
No. those aren't efficient.
Quite a celebration.
Those are not efficient in the houses, trust me, I know. But like getting some of the best people that we've had on for a round table, you know, and doing the big 100 episode, just celebration and stuff like that. You know
what I've written?
Maybe you can get some people like the mayor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rick.
So some of the loudest people that we know in the same room.
We can just sit back, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, it was really funny you say that. What I was going to say is that I really want to look into microphone headphones that can kind of drown out noise because other people are so loud. And if we wanted to get a whole bunch of people that, you know, we could somehow that could happen, drown out the noise.
I have a tech guy that's working on some things for me in the background.
All right, perfect.
Or you could rent out a place.
And do a live
thing with you can have a band perform. You can have different
John Jerome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's already playing at my wedding that I am not engaged or have planned yet, but he already have a playlist for him.
What do you mean? Yeah. He's on episode 99. We're just trying to work out the details here. I listen to a lot of podcasts where they have like a hall or they have like a little room and they do a live one with actual guests and actual audience.
Like the radio stations. When the radio stations go live, you can hear the background, but you can only hear the people. Well, I need that technology to happen because this right here
you
is
paying for
happen
it? We got a budget?
Way.
Who's expensing this?
It's like it's nobody. It's Alicia Unleashed herself.
Oh, so Alicia's So Alicia just got promoted, so Alicia's funding this.
But
this
I don't
equipment.
Know what it takes to have that.
I will have my tech guru talk to you.
Right,
it can't be
you know.
That complicated.
No, I have someone that's been working in the back end because I was trying to do a whole bunch of other things the other night at Pleasant Street Tea Company with him. That's not a plug. we sat there for an hour and a half, and he goes, "How much do you get paid to do this?" I'm like, "This is a hobby." He's like, "You don't get paid for this?
Right.
Like, why are you going through all this?" He's like, "All this software is going to cost." I'm like, "Yeah, I'd eat it to be awesome." Sorry.
Right.
Like,
it's
know.
Fun.
You
got to
start
I
somewhere.
Mean, this mic is like passed
oh,
down.
Oh, that's a $500 microphone right
and
there.
This is passed down from me from Joey because now he's got the little fancy little mic like up here and like everything else.
Technology's
you know?
Gotten smaller.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it's like all this, you know, I'm just getting my hand in my
dad. Here's my thinking on it. I'm like, that's all cool and all, but she's going to be moving soon. So that means I'm going to have to travel
that's
outside
right.
of the driveway.
You're leaving
here? Well, I hope so.
Oh,
yes. I'm hoping to move to the Amesbury area.
Oh, wow. No
kidding. Yeah. So I'm not hoping I will be. Mm-hmm. But I still work next door to you.
Yeah.
So I can still come do a podcast in your house.
Yeah, we can definitely do it in my room. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah, it's but then not, it's going to be the type of thing like, oh, I get a long trip home.
No, whatever. Not a long trip. It's not like, it's not like I live like, I'm going to be living so far away. I still have to come to Gloucester every day. My account is not leaving.
Which is funny because I still work in Ipswich, so I'd still be coming home at the same time she'd be trying.
Actually, you would also, you're so freaking far out in Ipswich, you'd be even close to my house.
Yeah, but our guests, you got to.
Yeah,
think of
think
the
guests. Yes.
Another funny thing is I actually approached Aaron from the Y the other night. I was like, so this is going to sound really weird and creepy and odd because you don't know me because I stand at the back of your class, but I produce a podcast and I would love to have you come on and talk about your classes.
Oh, Aaron, that works for my aunt.
And she's just like.
Velasquez.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, okay. And I was like, great.
Just tell her it's me.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't do that. Oh, well, I said Alicia.
Her mom and Louise are best friends. She lives next door to Louise. All right. She works for my aunt. She's a hairdresser.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She works for my aunt.
See, I don't know these things.
Hairdresser.
That would be interesting.
Gotcha. So, yes, bring her on. I love her.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
And she might bring, I was like, yeah, like Alicia knows Lillian. She's like, okay, cool. And I think she.
Oh, I'm going to get Lillian on here.
She's insane.
I have to give her a bottle. She's supposed to use it in. To her live video talking about it. So.
For her hair.
So, yeah, we'll.
She's got the mouth to promote it.
She does.
Yes, ma'am.
This is off the record, but I really want to talk about when we're going to go roller skating.
Oh. Like Tuesday. No, that can't be off the record. That's got to be on Tuesday night. It's adult night. Let's do this. Let's do a, like,
adult
Alicia.
Adult night is every Tuesday at 7.
Alicia Unleashed field trip.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
She is.
I am not joking either.
I'm telling you.
Because
you missed the time of your life.
You're so cool.
No, she is like Xanadu out there going backwards, and all I can picture is that song playing in the background.
I don't think
I
can roller skate backwards.
Oh.
I tried.
I can ice skate.
Yeah, you did.
You can ice skate
I tried
backwards.
To do tricks and backwards like I used to.
It's still one of my favorite stories where we went to the Roller Palace a week prior to my birthday party. So that she wouldn't fall on her ass at my birthday party. No sooner did she get on the floor at my birthday party and people were starting to come in, she fell on her ass.
Because I was trying tricks and backwards.
Yeah. Last time I went was with Lauren Dowsett and my friend Cassie, and he was in New York, and I had to hire a babysitter, and I was like, we're going. And so we get there, and I'm skating, and of course my cell phone rings, and the babysitter's like, Ryan was outside, and the gutter fell and hit him on the head, and I'm like, well, is he all right? I think he's okay. Is he bleeding? No.
Bye. Just wrap them by.
Just bring him inside.
Yeah.
I'm skating.
No, we're doing this. My trivia team broke up, so Tuesday nights, I don't go to the gym, so let's do this.
Yeah,
let's
do it up. They have the pacifiers.
Oh, no. Well, adult night is, yeah, I know. I know. Like, adult night, he was like, it's 18 and older. He was pushing it really hard. But when I check his Instagram, there's really no photos on there. And I'm like.
That's why he's pushing it really hard, because he wants to make it a
fucking
thing.
Fucking, I'm down. I'm fucking down. Let's do it. I don't care. Let's do it.
Let's do it up.
So they wear the pacifiers so if they fall, they don't break their teeth?
No.
No, that would break your teeth.
No,
I think it's just to, like. I don't know.
They
like,
fall on your
I
face.
Feel like that was a thing back in the day when we all did like high school raves and stuff. I can't. Well, not all of us did.
Maybe it was just you.
Yeah.
You know, it's the oomph kind of thing. But I feel like when we saw them that day, I was like, why in the world
awesome.
Do these still exist? He's like, oh, these are all the rage on Tuesday nights, and I was like,
that's gonna drive you crazy.
It really will.
Oh, it would put me into a seizure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't have one?
Well, I guess
so. I just thought it would be so cool.
I'll try not to be too jealous.
I don't think, to be honest.
Mr. Beardo once with a mustache on.
No. Oh,
that
know.
Glows in the dark.
There you go.
See, we got a new project.
Glows in the glow in the dark oil.
Okay, you guys.
Nice chuck down there.
Yes. All right, so off the record, too, I got another idea for you for a beard oil scent and beard oil for a certain holiday that is only national to us in this town during the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
maybe it smells like sausages.
Maybe it smells like cannolis. Oh, maybe it smells like a cannoli.
Can you do a fiesta collection where it's cannolis and it smells like spadinis.
Ooh,
and
yeah. Orange. Gross. No, it's gross. Who wants to smell like spadinis in your beard?
This is my lasagna smell.
Ew.
But like, yeah, like Ambies smells like Ambies, a bottle
I'll
of Ambies.
I'll just bottle some tomato sauce in there.
Like, gross. Yeah, let's do it. See, look at me. I'm helping you out on these. No one can steal these. These are copyrighted by Alicia Unleashed and Mr. Beardo.
I don't think anybody's going to want to steal that.
I think it'd be brilliant, though. Like, I seriously put a chef hat on instead of your little cap.
Yeah.
And do, like, the Italian flag behind it.
She said that kind of like, little cap.
I mean, you know, do one for the greasy pole, you know.
Oh, that would be good.
The smell.
Gross. Isn't that grease?
What does that smell
Why
like?
Would you want to smell anything Sam, like Fiesta at all?
Stale beer and...
Because Sam would love that. Sam's husband?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's going on with Sam? We need to give her a bottle.
Well, she
or
needs,
get her a bottle or buy her a bottle or something. I mean, that's perfect.
We need her to, like, figure this out. She needs to listen to this podcast and be like, I need that for my husband and all of his bearded friends. Duh.
Let's
we can
happen.
Say... If you made it to the end of this podcast, write your comments below, and you may win a bottle of beer oil. That's if you made it through all this shit.
If you didn't skip.
So then it forces
so code word.
Yeah. Code word, beard oil. Yeah.
And then go from there. That's perfect.
Yes. Okay, that's it. We're ending it there.
I was going to talk about your shipping and how you do all that,
Oh,
too.
Do you want us to talk about that?
No, we can talk about that off record with them.
That's nothing that we have to talk about here?
Yeah. You people anywhere can order them online, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they get shipped out and stuff like
yeah.
that. Yeah,
I ship the beard oil from my house to wherever it's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
The clothes products come from a store that does my stuff in North Carolina or California, and they come from there.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right.
All right. So excited. If you made it to the end of this podcast, congratulations. And comment below. I listened to Mr. Beardo, and you may win some Beardo oil.
Yeah.
And also, if you're free on Tuesday nights, we're going roller skating. All
right. Good morning, Gloucester, episode 75 out.
Peace.
See ya.
Bye.